Well, it was a bit of a surprise on this side of the ocean, and I'm sure it was in Haiti as well, when former dictator Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvalier returned to his home country on Sunday. He had been in exile in France, and he's already facing some legal challenges in Haiti. Haiti's chief magistrate formally reopened a 2008 case charging the former dictator with crimes including embezzlement of funds, money laundering, and murder. Under Haiti's legal system, the investigating magistrate now has 90 days to either indict Duvalier, who's 59 years old, or dismiss the charges. And now, in addition to those charges, four Haitians are filing additional criminal lawsuits against Baby Doc. One of them is with us now, Michelle Montas, a former spokeswoman for UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. She's on the line with us from Haiti. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
You have filed suit, a personal suit, against Baby Doc Duvalier. What are the charges?
Well, the charges are the crimes against humanity, which are in violations of human rights. In this specific case, what I'm filing about is a 1980 case where the radio station that was mine and my husband's was destroyed by the political police. They arrested every single journalist in sight, and we were, some of us were, we were brought to jail. Some of us spent time, were tortured, and so most of us were expelled out of Haiti in some cases a few weeks later, in some other cases a few months and or 2 years later. So it was for me important to say that.
Well, your radio station was shut down because it voiced opposition to the government, and you were sent out of the country in exile, correct?
Yeah, I was sent out. It was not because of, I don't know, I'm sorry. We were doing our job as journalists, just doing covering stories. Whether it was an opposition to the government, it was a vision by the government that we were against it. No matter what happened is a crime and should be punished.
All right. So, I mean, yesterday we've heard a number of comments from Duvalier's lawyer. He's poo-pooing the charges. He pretty much calls them blah, blah, blah. And one of the things he says is that the statute of limitations is long over. What's your response to that?
There is no such thing as statute of limitations in crimes against humanity. There is no such thing. There are international laws. Haiti has signed those international laws. Haiti signed a convention, the Inter-American Convention on Human Rights. It was actually signed by Jean-Claude Duvalier himself. International law supersedes Haitian law. And to me, there is absolutely no, we have consulted lawyers, international lawyers, and it is absolutely false. There is no statute of limitation.
Michelle Montas, did you have any idea that Duvalier was returning to Haiti before he touched down on Sunday?
Absolutely none. I found that out as he was in the airport.
And how long did it take you after you heard that he had landed before you decided to file charges?
Well, I decided immediately that I would file charges if there was, a case open. I mean, if there was a possibility of doing so. And immediately that same evening, I received a number of phone calls from people who had also been, in some cases, spent 10 years in Duvalier's jail. Some people in the notorious prison called Fort Dimanche, where so many people died or were executed. So to me, it was not just a personal gesture. It was something that I was doing with other people. And I think there will be more of those people filing suits in the next few days, people who are victims and feel that justice has to be done.
So perhaps, do you think this is an opportunity for Haiti to maybe get closure on what was a brutal era for the country? That Duvalier's return is, if he is processed through the legal system, that could bring a feeling of justice for you and your countrymen?
Well, it's not just a feeling it's not getting closure. It's about trying to put an end, doing some small steps towards the end of impunity in Haiti. After Duvalier, there were other crimes. You know, my husband was killed in 2000. He was assassinated. That's another crime added to other crimes. It was not due to Jean-Claude Duvalier himself. But there has been a climate of impunity in this country. And we have been talking about refounding the country and rebuilding rebuilding the country after the earthquake. But you don't rebuild the country with rocks, stones, and bricks. You rebuild a country on the rule of law. You rebuild the country on institutions.
But you also
a small step that we are taking.
But
yes?
Michelle, you also rebuild the country with the passions of people who won't accept the outrages of a former dictator. Why aren't there people, thousands of people in the streets with you, outraged that baby Doc Duvalier is wandering around in a luxury hotel in your country?
We have lost Michelle Montas. She is a former spokeswoman for...
She didn't hang up, did she?
For UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Just an iffy phone line, I think, from Haiti.
But it's such a sad... the idea of her fighting this, you know, nearly alone is...
Well, as she said, she's one of the early people to file charges. She, along with two former political prisoners and another victim of torture, have filed charges against Duvalier. That's in addition to the charges that were filed by Haiti's chief magistrate. He reopened a 2008 case against the former dictator. Michelle Montas, do we have you again?
Yes, I'm right here.
Did you hear John's question?
No, I did not. I heard what I heard last was, why aren't we all out in the streets?
Why?
Going, why?
Yeah.
We are not because, you know, all that so much has happened, you know. There is a very chaotic situation in Haiti, you know, after the earthquake. There's a very chaotic situation, you know, political situation. So, you know, it's going out in the streets is not the answer. The answer is really going to a court of law and saying, no, this cannot be accepted. To me, it's the only and the best way of doing this. The people have been speaking out in the media. A number of political prisoners have gone to the media. And right now, the only thing people are talking about in Haiti is Jean-Claude Duvalier is back and having people testify. I was in jail for 10 years. I was in jail for 11 years. I was tortured. You know, and that...
That is Michelle Montas. She is one of four Haitians pressing charges against Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvalier. Michelle Montas, thanks.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.